Well, this is CBS Eye on the World with Harry Siegel, a senior editor of The City, an online journal. Also, he writes his column for the New York Daily News, and the column attends to an event in Yankee Stadium earlier this month of August 2023, commemorating an amazing fact that 50 years ago, hip-hop was born, not in the venues of bandstand or television, but in the violence of the South Bronx. It's a fantastic story. And I come to Harry to say, Harry, I'm old enough to remember 1970, 71, 72, 73. The city was overwhelmed with drug abuse, with gangs, and with a sense of lawlessness in the streets, so that walking on the Upper West Side, where I was living at the time, I could see people fighting on the street and just cross the street to get away from it. There was no sense of order whatsoever. Hip-hop, if I understand correctly, came out of a truce that happened sometime in those months. Explain quickly, Harry, because there's a celebration here of music, of young people who were at great peril, finding a way forward that is joyful.
God, there's so much to unpack there, but I'm going to do the really fast version, which is in 1971, this gang that was becoming more political called the Ghetto Brothers had an older member, a drug addict recovered, named Black Benji, who went to make peace between warring gang members who were teens, kids. They were beefing outside of a junior high school, and he was murdered. Well, after his murder, the city's largest gangs each sent two representatives to meet in one building in the South Bronx, with the police and community officers outside, reputedly with a sniper, not from the police, outside the building in case things went wrong, and with the only female gangs, only a couple of them there, forced to sit in the back, and left with what the Ho Avenue Peace Treaty, in which they agreed not to fight with each other over turf or territory in the same ways. That really did hold. And less than 2 years later, in 1973, forget Yankee Stadium, a Jamaican immigrant, a teenager who went by, DJ Kool Herc and his sister spent $25 to rent the rec room of their building for an end of summer back to school party. And he was on the ones and the twos, like two turntables, and he's taking the breaks from records, you know, his stuff, his parents' stuff, whatever, like the nice drum breaks and looping them. So you keep playing the same break. And then friends started posting, rapping over those records. And hip hop was born in hindsight. At the time, it was just a party and a thing. And the way the gang treaty relates to that is young men and women who were used to peacocking, who had creative energies, who'd been confined in their neighborhoods with real risks in traveling around and partying and doing all these things, having the open space to do that. And I think there's been good and bad in hip hop, as in most things, creative parts and uninteresting parts and commercial ones and so on. But a lot of incredible American energy, like Albert Murray talked about with jazz as the original American art form, came out of the party that really did follow from the treaty and the space that opened up.
And what attracts me about your column, Harry, is that that was a crisis, recognized crisis now. What was happening in the South Bronx was vast destruction of buildings and fires every night. And yet here we have 50 years later, an enormous piece of American music and artistry born out of that and all the generations in between. I'm going to ask a rosy scenario question. Is that possible in this crisis, the migrant crisis? Can we look forward to all those people finding work and being integrated with the larger community? About 30 seconds, Harry.
You got me thinking about hip-hop as creative destruction. The hip-hop is born in the Bronx right when it is starting to burn, and before that's widely recognized. Cassell talks about it at Yankee Stadium and so on. And that is a reminder that when things are gloomy, there's always creativity, firmament, things happening that can take new forms and are a reason for cause and optimism about people, human nature, and what we can do with and for each other.
And the mayor is in a perfect position to take charge of this and make a great success of it, Harry. The resources, we believe, can exist. I don't know that they do now, can exist. Is that a fair reading, Harry?
I hope so. We're going to find out. This is more than any mayor can fairly deal with on his own, but politically speaking, I'm afraid he's going to have to, largely.
Harry Siegel of The City, an online journal that I highly recommend. He writes his column for the New York Daily News and teaches me about hip-hop, which I'd never understood until this moment. Born out of the Bronx and the violence in the Bronx of the early 1970s. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.